Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Where's Craig been for the last 10 minutes? Well, he's moved room. We can't see his washing machine anymore. So we know he's in a different location.
Change of scene, innit?
Where has he been for the last 10? What have you been doing?
I've been sitting listening, but I've been catching up with other bits and pieces. So I have been listening.
You've got bunting up indoors.
Dean Dorries.
Your MP, be respectful.
I've only ever seen her in our constituency in the 2 weeks running up to an election.
She doesn't live there, does she?
No.
No, she used to live in Westerning, but all her neighbours got so fed up with her, she moved away. She did the whole two houses thing as well, didn't she?
Yeah. And it's not unusual for people to employ family members as their assistants. It's not unusual. It's quite regular.
No, not £1,000, though.
Well, actually, I'm not sure how unusual it is. I remember ringing up people's assistants and it would be their wife or whatever, but these were people who were answerable day and night. So you'd phone up 11 o'clock, that woman knew exactly where he was, what he would be doing, and she'd sort things out for you. So she was on the payroll, but yeah. It's
Jeff, isn't it?
It is.
Douglas Adams had it nailed in Hitchhoker's Guide to the Galaxy. Said that basically anybody who wanted to be in charge of things, by the very dint of the fact they wanted to be in charge, shouldn't be allowed to have the job.
Yeah.
I mean, there's professional politicians all the way through now.
Daniel says Craig was frantically hiding his Nadine Dorries cardboard cutout. Bastard!
It's under the sofa.
State of this country, though, man. State of this country. We're going to play some Scribble.io a little bit later on. If you weren't here last time, it's really silly and it's really fun. We'll play that a little bit. I think we need something to kind of... How's your day been, Catherine? I've been at college, so I've not spoken to you.
It's been all right. You know, I had to take my car in to be serviced for the first time post-pandemic last week.
Yes.
Well, they had need to do something with, like, the stripler inside the inlet manifold or something. It needs whipping out, and it's going to cost an absolute fortune.
Those are made-up words.
Yeah, I know, but they used a word that I think exists, but I've never heard before. But it's something to do with the inlet manifold, and it needs whipping out and then putting back
in. Are you talking about my balls again?
No, because something's being replaced. I don't think anything's going to get replaced there.
There's one. There's the other. You're clear. You can go home now, Mr. Lee. That's how they do it.
I left my car there. But they've got this automated system that I was quite taken with last time around, because I do like something that means I can just go in, press a button, deposit my keys and leave and not speak to anyone.
Yeah, I don't like people working.
Well, this woman was working a lot today, because I queued up ready to use the system, having been given my passcode and everything, had taken my keys off, I was all ready to go. My mum and dad are waiting outside to give me a lift home. And this lady comes up to me and she says, if you'd like to just go down there, we'll get someone to come and help you to be able to use this. And I went, it's fine, actually. You don't need to trouble yourself. I know how to do this. I've done it before. Well, if you just want to come down here. Anyway, so she marched me and this fella, who was also in the queue, to the other end of the showroom. Then another colleague came and went, right, what we're going to need to do is to get you to go and use the machines down at the other end. And I said, well, okay. All of this behind a mask, so she couldn't see my complete sarcasm, but I'm sure my eyes were telling the story. So I went back down there. And then I'd no sooner been there, another woman comes along and says, okay, what I'm going to need you to do is, could you go to the end there and speak to my colleague?
Oh, no.
And they took me across the thing again. So if this was to avoid contamination, I've been traipsed across. Basically, I was doing my walking steps all in one area.
Yeah.
So I get marched to the other end again. The woman is busy. She says to me, could you not use the machines? I went, I was ready to use the machines. Apparently I'm going to come here, but don't worry about it. She went, no, it's fine. Took my name, took my keys. That was all that was required. And that was it. But it was just the weirdest thing. It was like, we want them to use this, but also we need them to be over there. I did feel like a bit of a dickhead. So anyway, that was my first half hour of action. Then I went back with mum and dad, and mum said, do you fancy a fry up? Well, there's only one answer to that. So I had a fry up at mum and dad.
Ooh, I had a fry up this morning. Can I recommend the Morrison's breakfasts?
Ooh.
I had a fry up at Morrison's. There's a Morrison's opposite my college. And the other day I thought, there's a canteen in there. I'm going to go and get a burger. I'm thinking it'd be shit.
No.
It was £6. It was incredible.
They're known for good meat, Morrison.
Yeah. And then this morning I got there really early. I got there at 8:30. I didn't need to be until 9:15. I thought, I'm going to go and get a breakfast. Half price breakfasts today, Black Friday. It was incredible. It was a great fry up. Extra hash browns, extra bread. It was a great fry up. Absolutely incredible. Black Pudding Friday. Sorry?
Black Pudding Friday.
Black Pudding Friday. Exactly. Nice. I want to have a little bit of black pudding. Radiohead, you're not veggie anymore? What?
Oh, Radiohead, you must be new here.
My sister typed in Black Pudding Friday, click live. I've not been veggie for, was it three counties I stopped being veggie? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So a good 10 years.
You blamed it on the bolognese, if I recall.
No, I started when I was 15 and I stopped after 26 years. So it was 7 years ago. Seven, 8 years ago, I stopped being Black Friday egg doesn't work, Gary, actually. So I would stop doing that.
You don't want a Black Friday egg.
No, geez. I had bacon at Absolute.
I went to, popped into Costa's the other morning between going to see clients, and they apparently had a big rush on all food over the weekend. They didn't have any food other than this was Monday morning in Ampthill. They only had the bacon, the vegan bacon with the apostrophe in it, and some southern fried chicken, and I didn't fancy that for breakfast. So I thought,
I know why that was, because they did the big Ampthill light switch on. They opened late and people were going in. We were all freezing. Everyone was there really early and I don't think there were any food stalls. So Costa cleaned up that day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I figured I'd try one of these bacon things because, I've got no problems with eating vegetable things. It's a bit peculiar. If you don't want to eat meat because you don't like meat, why invent things that taste like meat?
Strange one, but when I was a veggie, I had the fake in bacon, which wasn't very nice actually, but Linda McCartney sausages.
It is a strange one. And it was like a bit of a salty sort of mushy stuff. But I have to say, the rest of the morning I kept burping like Frazzles. It was just repeated on me all morning.
I saw an outraged tweet the other day, someone claiming that Costa was tricking them into becoming vegan. they took a picture of this thing that they picked up thinking it was a bacon sandwich. About three places it says vegan, fake bacon, whatever. It says, yeah, you're just trying to... Yeah,
there's so much choice now. When I started a vegetarian at 15, there weren't really many places. And for a long time, the alternative at a roast was either a risotto. It was often a risotto was the only option on the vegetarian option. And the only place really was there was a restaurant just off Carnaby Street called Crank's. And it was kind of like a pioneer. And there was a Crank. But I went there a couple of times, once with my sister, and it was very dry food. It was not great food, but now vegetarian everywhere. I'm a big fan. Marks and Spencer's do a great nut roast for Christmas every year. They bring out a great nut roast and it's wonderful. I love it.
The saddest thing I think I've ever seen at a roast dinner, and this is her own choice, no judgment, when my mother-in-law's cooking a roast for us, she's vegetarian, but she cooks a good roast. But because she can't be bothered, basically, to do something for herself, she'll just have a lump of cheese.
Oh.
Like, vegetables. Just be like a lump of cheddar. And I'm like, what? No.
What? So as the meat, the cheese will be her meat.
It's the point of the meal, yeah.
What?
Because she's the only one who's not eating meat. So for her, it's just, well...
Right, so hang on. So she cooks meat for everyone.
Yeah.
And she has a block of chi... This is the most insane thing. Because the thing with a nut cutlet, you just whack it in the oven for half an hour and it's, you haven't got to do anything. Wow. I mean, I respect your mum, but I also disrespect
my mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law. That could be complete disrespect. There we go. Fine.
It did drive
on
me.
On the plate with the roast potatoes, a block of cheese.
Yeah.
Take a picture. Please take a picture.
Well, she's coming to us this Christmas, so I make a point.
Give her the cheese. Give her the cheese.
This is Radio Anywhere.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.